essential meditation where you stroke yourself.
Yeah. Pleasure.
So I won't be this weird when the recording button gets hit. Oh, God.
Nah, well, this is being recorded. I might just leave it at the start, so.
This is being recorded.
Yeah.
No, stop the cap.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is. Hello, you Olympic gold medalist. Welcome back to another episode of the Sounds Asian Podcast. I'm your gold medalist for today, DHU, and joining me are two silver medalists, Jason Yang and Seth. How are you doing today?
Yeah.
How are you boys doing today?
Why are we not as good as you, DH?
Hey, I don't know. Anyway, because you guys got silver. The capitalism in it. And anyways, today we are joined by a very, 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 very special guest for today, Andy Jacoby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. How are you doing, DH?
I'm doing very well. Let me ask you this real quick. How's your guys' lockdown been, of course? We're in lockdown right now. How's it been?
It's been pretty average. But, you know, it's actually fine with the IB grind. It's all good. I actually don't mind it too much. Because I feel like we'll get out of this and then we'll have exams and then we'll be free, you know?
True.
So,
but aren't you worried?
Not too bothered about it.
Aren't you worried?
You know, I was worried that you were going to call me a bronze medalist and say it was because I'm white.
All right, I'll call you a gold medalist because white people always win, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's more what I'm...
Anyway.
More the vibe I was going for.
But with this whole lockdown thing, I'm kind of worried. Exams might be like... Get
canceled.
27 cases today, boys.
Yeah.
27?
Like, yep. If it is a positive, like a small positive, is that only 5 of them are unlinked. Okay. So like the rest are just like household cases.
Because I feel like if we don't have exams, I'll still get what I need to go to university. So I'm really not too bothered about the whole thing.
Probably me, I won't.
You think Kristen would fail the person on purpose?
Well, yep.
Nah. Doubt it.
I mean, looking at my IA mark, chemistry is a bit of a problem. But anyway, how are you doing, Steph? How's your lockdown been right now?
Average as well. Is okay. Nothing much to say. Nothing much to do. Same as Andy. But I'm hoping for exams to be cancelled.
That would be sick.
Do you want us to fail IB or something? Or me?
No, I don't.
I just.
That's why I want them to be cancelled, Yesh. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Nah.
That was a bit ruthless.
Yes. That one there is a violation. Personally, I want to have it. You know? Since we're in lockdown, like, we're kind of like just in our house doing nothing. Have you guys been watching? Have you guys watched that show we talked about last week on Netflix? Booming right now. Booming show right now.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
Squid Game.
Friends,
have you guys been
right?
Watching
Squid
Game?
Friends.
Oh, Friends, yes.
Friends.
Oh, gee, what the hell?
Yeah, like, a lot, a lot. What are you talking about? Squid? I never heard of that, bro.
Ah, gee, okay.
Nah, bro.
Nah, but like...
Yeah. Nah, I heard that was... there was a girl in it, though.
Have you guys watched it? Have you guys watched Squid Game?
I saw your story, Jace. I saw your story, Jace.
Yeah, you know, so...
You dirty. Dirty boy.
Hey, what do you mean? I just reposted her picture. Nothing like that.
Why'd you do it?
I think she's a very attractive human being.
Is this...
This is honest. This is honest.
Is this the girl from Squid Game?
Yeah.
She's the only reason I watched like the first two
episodes. Nah, bro.
Yeah, he realized she got beaten up after the episode. He's like, oh, I ain't watching this.
Bro, nah.
You got black eyes, all the beauty's gone. Nah.
Spoiler that.
Jeez.
I haven't watched it. I just figured.
Oh.
You haven't watched it, really?
She might have died. I don't know.
You haven't watched it? Damn. It's like number one, like, it's like apparently thing, like, people are saying,
I did watch
like,
the first episode. I watched the first episode.
No. Like, bro, it's going like mad insane all over social media. Like, yeah. When I first followed, like, that girl, right? She had like 8.7 million followers, which already is like insane. And then 2 days later, I check and she's already on 10 mil. Like, I'm like, what?
It's, yeah, it's like one of the biggest, like, shows in the world because it's like South Korean. It's like K drama, right?
Yeah.
So it's like really big. It's like some Money Heist. That went massive as well because that was like originally Spanish, but then everyone like internationally liked it. So those two things blew up, you know. So
I don't even have Netflix, bro.
I'm on the same board, bro. You don't have Netflix. I thought you would, man. What?
Nah.
What do you use to watch shows then?
I just like I watch Sky or I watch Dogeflix.net.
I know another website he uses to watch some things. Hey, and we won't think about that.
You watch what?
Speaking of websites we use, I use Spark Sport, the website. It's actually pretty fire for watching sport.
Spark Sport.
Well, let's get into our topic, boys. What's our topic today? What's our topic, Steph?
I have no idea.
We're talking about friends, right? Like,
I mean,
friends.
To be fair, I don't think Gage should be on this episode. No, since we're talking about friends and like, that doesn't have any.
Violated, dude.
How you haven't had a black person on the show yet?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, Shivin.
Shivin.
Oh, like, what do you mean?
We are quite
diverse. He's not like African American, though. Mostly Asian, though. Because we are times Asian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait, but like, let's talk about our topic today. Our topic today is sports, you know what I'm saying? Okay, boys, sports, okay? I think something that, like, most all of us probably, like, committed to, like, once in our life. At least once. I'm right?
Dubstroyers. Even you committed to that one, DH, right?
Yeah.
No, like, yeah.
That wasn't meant to be a violation.
Why don't we go over our sporting careers?
Oh, that's a great idea. We should start with probably the best sports person here. We'll start with DHU.
Yeah, he's got the longest and most interesting career.
We're talking about
some D1 offers.
Yeah, bro.
Well, my sporting careers, there's been like when I was very young, like I did I think everyone like when they were really young, like were like had to do swimming.
Wow, great.
Right? Like swimming, like just like swimming up, like down the lake, down
for ages. I did the same shit, yeah.
I think everyone started swimming and stuff.
Yeah, like, it's because like they don't want people to drown at the beaches, you know? Cause island nation.
Yeah, I don't think that's the reason. I think more like, I don't know, I feel like every
fitness.
I feel like every Asian parent has like has put their
all the white kids would have swam when they were little.
Like all the Asian parents have like put their children through like a swimming class or something for like probably like most of their primary. I feel like.
I went to classes as well.
You know, like we did the swimming in there. We did. I did tennis as well, Andy. Tennis. You know.
Joking.
I did tennis as well.
Let's go for a hit.
No, I played tennis, but then my teacher was a bit of a dickhead, and like he started throwing the balls at me instead of like trying to like teach me how to hit them.
Wait, bro, how old were you when this happened?
Oh, I was like grade one. It was borderline abuse at that point. So I just stopped. So like trauma, you know what I'm saying? Trauma. It's a bit.
It's that weak mentality. It's that weak mentality.
No, it's more of a you're hitting a grade one student with like balls.
I know.
that's a crime. If you put it in that context. No, but like I think like most people know like I've done water polo like. So like you know,
which is not a sport.
You know, I don't. We can discuss about that later. We can discuss.
I would struggle to play for water polo game. Yeah, like, I would not be even like half of one. Like yeah. Jesus.
It's pretty tiring. I'll call it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't look tiring, but like, it's like an illusion. It's like,
hell yeah. No, I can't swim for
crabs, like, you gotta use your legs. I don't know. I'm not like, I wasn't like fully like God tier at it, but like, let me just say I've had my moments. Let me just say I've had like my God moments in that game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What happened after water polo?
Mm. I don't know. I just became lazy. And I just stopped.
League of Legends, esports.
we can have choice.
Oh, no, but like, no, it's like, no, you're living
as a cameraman.
No, I stopped playing a water polo like at year 10, like around like the start of year 11, because like, I don't know, I just became really lazy, and like then that's when I just became fully just, I just bloated in weight, and like, yeah. I don't know, I just became a little lazy at that point, but like, yeah, that's my sporting, like, oh, and then I was in Dumpstroyers for 1 year, and then I became lazy at that as well, so then I
then became the cameraman.
Yes, sir.
The most lazy cameraman as
well. The most useless job, yeah, like, yeah.
Nah, bro, like, you picked up on such great moments, bro, like,
yeah, we wouldn't have won useless. Without you, DH.
Yeah, no, we would never have won without you.
Without me, Steven would have shot that half, like, that really fast shot, you know?
Oh, my days.
All I'm going to say.
That was crazy. I was standing quite stiff.
I couldn't even celebrate with him. I was so shocked. I was like, what the hell did I just see?
What's happening? I heard DH like, screaming.
Bro, I did not think that I was going to go in, though. That was a mad shot.
That was insane, bro. Like,
probably one of the greatest shots in, like, Christian history, I think.
Christian history.
Look, bro.
Not even Christian history. In football history.
Not New Zealand football. Let's
No. In world football. It's like in men did a basketball play by like, throwing it off his back, bro. Like,
yeah, true.
And then he went and, like, bro, it was crazy.
And, like, Saho, my boy Saho also had a few shots.
Yeah, bro, he's got a foot on him, dude. He
got a big right leg. He's got a big right leg.
Big right leg, but skinny right leg. I don't know how it works.
Skinny but big. But yeah, that's my sporting career. How about you, Andy? What's your sporting career like?
Swam, obviously, you know, as we do for like the age of like 3, obviously, because you know can't drown. Or anything like that until probably like 13, 14. And I had like Sunday morning trainings and I was just so sick of it. It was like 8 a.m. and I just never went back. Like, and then.
Well, don't you go to church on Sunday? Do you not go to church on Sunday?
No. As you might have guessed, I don't. I played football from like 5 to 11. I was really jealous my brother was playing football because you couldn't start until you were 5. So he won like a player of the game trophy and I just threw it at his head when I was like 3. I gave him like a scar, gave him a scar on his forehead. So I was like really motivated to play, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
I played to like 11. And then I played rugby for a couple of years. And then came to Christian, and I was always playing tennis ever since like the age of 7 as well. And then it was sort of like when I came to Christian, I was like a shit rugby team, a great tennis, a pretty good tennis team. So I just decided that I just choose that as my primary sport, I guess, when I came to Christian. So
now, and look at that now. Now you're friends with all the rugby team, and not friends with any of the tennis team, any of the people.
Me and Fetterboys, it's me and Steve Fetterboys.
Well, doesn't have too many people.
Me and Steven were the most mighty duo. Right. Never an interclub. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but we dominated that.
We won boys' league, like, which was the highest junior grade in like North Harbour when we won it together.
Okay.
Not that I carry Steph on my back, but we did it.
Yo, bro.
But yes, me and Steph. Yeah. You know, but then I broke my back, so sort of ruled out America.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to Auckland University. And yeah, that's me.
Let's go. I might meet you there as well, Andy. You never know.
I've just been running heaps and like, I don't know. Joining Dubstroyers was cool for me. Like, my parents found out I actually played in that team like a few days ago because I found my football.
What did they say?
They were a bit pissed off because obviously I was trying to heal my back, but I never felt pain. So, and I still haven't felt pain. So, I was happy with my decision. I guess they were like, it's your choice, I guess, like so and so.
If you become crippled, that's not my problem.
Exactly. So they were a bit disappointed, but like it was my choice.
I mean, at least you didn't get hurt, so like that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I ever felt pain, I would have stopped playing for sure. But no, I had such a good time with you guys. It was like, yeah, it was awesome. I really
Enjoyed it. Bro, so you gotta play tennis for Auckland Uni? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. I'm still not even sure if I can like play. I'm never gonna be as good as I was, you know. Like,
what happened with your back? Do you want me asking? Like, what happened?
Oh, I was just like a stress fracture, like too intense for like 3 or 4 years, like just constantly. Because like you put your body in like weird positions, like without sounding weird. You have to stretch all the time for balls and everything. It's just whack. Yeah. And like,
You played basketball as well, though. Remember that 1 year we played basketball?
Such a butt-foot kiss.
Yeah, we all played basketball. That was funny.
I remember coming to one of your games and just seeing DH. Like,
bro, nah, let's not talk about that.
That day when we beat Long Bay, that was like the best day of my life, honestly.
That was so hype.
I was like,
and then you guys just started like doing those like Brooklyn Nets dances on the bench. Like, that was fire. That was sick.
You guys really should have played social again this year. It would have been sick.
Yeah, that actually would have been fun.
Imagine.
But no one played, so we all like kind of dipped.
We wouldn't have any time still, like I felt like.
True,
like,
that was like a big factor.
Term four, like year two of IB was really fucking like stressful with your defense.
Yeah, and I've also like, just been in like the gym, like all year. It was just getting my back better, but like also just getting stronger. I think that's what I'm gonna do, like going forward, just like running, trying to get back into tennis, and that gym was like big for me now. Like
If you didn't get injured, like what do you think you could have gone? Is it D1 or like?
Oh no, I wasn't like that. I would have gone like D2,
D2, D3,
like a low D1. If I got to like S5, I would have got like one rank tier like higher, which is doable. But
that
would have been cool. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm happy staying here. Honestly, like, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Jace? What's your sporting?
So like, I took like 2 swimming classes as a kid, and then my parents made me stop because like I got an infection.
Holy shit!
Yeah, damn. But like, I play football since I was 5, and then I picked up basketball in year 3. I was like 8, and those have kind of been my 2 sports. I started playing badminton in year 6. But that only lasted like 3 years because I had a really bad coach and he wouldn't teach us how to play well, even though like I was good enough to like, I don't know, like play better. But he just like kept on making us do the same thing. So like, I ended up stopping badminton and just playing basketball. I was never like good until Simon Mesritz picked me for Ames. Bro, like I was so bad at Ames. I have this story, bro. Like, so this was during the Ames tournament, right? Like, I was a sub, and like I came on one game, and we had a fast break, and I had a fast break. So I was going up for the layup, but then I got scared, and I saw Jack Unwin running beside me, so I just passed it to him to give him the layup. And then like, because I don't think I would have made the layup, to be completely honest with you.
Don't tell me you blocked the little kid. Don't tell me.
No, bro. So I gave it to him. And then like he made the layup. And then actually after the game ended, Simon was like, oh, good job, Jason. I love the team spirit. But I was just too scared to take the layup myself.
So you just gave it off.
Yeah, I just gave it off.
He was holding the bomb, and he was like, "Yeah, nah, I'm not taking that."
I'm gone. like genuinely, that was me. But yeah,
I'm gonna break this shit. Yeah.
Literally, I was like, "Nah, I'm praying so hard." I was just like, "Hey, Jack, you go." But
now you're God. Now you're.
I'm alright. I'm captain. I'm not that good. Like
El Capitan.
Definitely nowhere near like Andy in tennis. Like I could never make D1. I probably wouldn't make, like I could never make D3 either. But that's all right. Just play for fun in it.
That's like my biggest regret is like not picking up basketball. I find playing basketball so much more fun than tennis. Like
I feel like basketball is really fun to play.
Like just
and even training, like just shooting and just
yeah, it's playing, so fun.
Scrimmaging. It's so good.
Being good at basketball is like a cool sport to be good at as well.
Oh god, like, bro! Like hey, my last game, I dropped 23, and bro, like you don't understand that like the feeling.
Yeah, I dropped 11 in the one social league game, and I felt like I was god. I felt like Steph Curry. I had 3 threes and I was like, oh my god, I'm cooking.
I see, Andy.
No, every other game I had like 0 points, 4 points, 0 points, and then that one night we won, I had 11, and I was like,
everyone popped off.
Great night. Luka had 15, you hit threes, Sahu hit threes. It's mad.
Synergy that game. I think that game just, there was like synergy between all of us.
That left is was he D1? Was it D?
He's D1.
Are you sure? Is he?
Yeah, he's D1. I'm pretty sure he's D1.
Who went D1?
Mandela, a coach.
Mandela.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
What happened though? Like one game, you decided like not to come.
Nah,
up.
Bro, he went back to the States, I think.
Yeah.
Like he really just decided. Yeah, nah, I'm out. He just stopped coaching us. We had a different coach.
Who did you guys have after he left?
I don't even know. We had
like Simon come to our games and like Mr. Cho.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Mr. Cho! I remember that game. Mr. Cho, if you're listening to this, shout out.
How's Mr. Cho's coaching?
I think he only stayed for like half a game.
Yeah, we stayed half the game, like.
But yeah, he's got good energy. Yeah.
I really wanted to coach you guys, but
that would have been sick.
Yeah, but like they made me and Ryan coach Simon. The little kids. And that was pretty fun, to be honest. But like it would have been cool coming to your games.
Yeah, that was so much fun. Apart from that one time we lost like 40-8.
No,
I'm pretty sure that was the game I came to watch as well. Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that was the one game I watched.
That game we got dunked on and stuff. Nah, G. Like,
no, there's this other game that you guys got dunked on.
No, not that one. Yeah.
There's another game? Nah.
Okay, guys. We got blown out a lot. We went.
True. We won one game.
One game.
I remember there's one game that I just want to leave. I don't want to be here.
It was the Rosman game. I didn't go.
I think it was the Rosman game.
Or something.
And it's there's no players.
Apparently, some kid on the other team could dunk or something. Like,
yep.
Sound crazy.
Oh, they're really good players. Yeah.
Andrew got dunked on. Not you, Andy, but like Andrew.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one game where like the team was like a proper team and they were playing in the social league because they weren't good enough to play in the proper league?
No, we just got.
What's that team? The Pinehurst team?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were good as.
Oh, right.
They blended the 19A and B, and we were just meant to be a social team. Like, obviously, because none of us can play basketball. Like, we've never played basketball.
They were like full court pressing us the entire game. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The reason they were in that league was because they were in our league the year before, but like they got blew them out by like 80.
Oh crap!
Like they got blown out every single game. But, like I think we won by like 60 or 80 or 30 or I mean it was like a lot, right? And then I'm pretty sure they just decided to drop because they just weren't good enough.
Damn! Imagine if we played against like I don't know, one of the teams, like Jason's team, like then man. It would just be Jai just dunking on us like every like 2 seconds, isn't it? Like,
I'd be sitting in the corner, I just let them play. Like,
I just sit down, have a good time. Sit down, just watch.
I'm just throwing up some half court shots, like I just don't even care.
I'm not even shot. Just like I just throw it, just chuck it. Yeet. Just hopefully, go in.
Our own hoop.
Hey, what about you, Steph? What's your sporting career?
My sporting career began in Uruguay.
Uruguay.
I was like five.
That's a bit of a flex.
I lived there for like 9 months. Andy, what'd you say?
That's a bit of a flex.
I was 5 years old. I was living there for like 9 months, and that's where I like picked up. So I wouldn't go to school, right? So my parents sent me to this like club where we just like play sports all day. So I was like, I learned to play like football. I swam. That's where I first swam as well. I started playing tennis there.
True.
So that's how like that all started. And when I got back to New Zealand, I like joined the clubs and stuff, like the tennis clubs, the football clubs, and stuff like that. So those are like swimming. I kind of continued for a few years, but swimming just kind of like not really a fun sport. So drop that.
Okay, so sewing is just like so like repetitive.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, and I'm not like a fan of the water, so
He's scared of something. Are you scared?
I'm gonna cut Stephen in the pool or something, and he's gonna cry.
No, I don't want to touch the water.
I'm not a fan of like water activities for some reason. I don't know why I would never. I mean, so.
Bro, Steph, you're the type of person to like be at a pool party and not go into the pool. Straight up, yeah, you'd be like inside.
How deep is the water?
I'll go in the spa, guys. I just played like football and tennis. Those are the two main sports that I've played. And then, okay. I don't normally like brag, but I was kind of a godly goalkeeper in grade 10 football. Like,
oh no, you
were.
Weren't you in my club?
Sports.
Oh no.
For Forest Hill.
Yeah.
I was in the A2 team, right, as a goalkeeper. And then the A1 team, like their goalkeeper got injured, and it was like just in time for like nationals. And then I got picked to go like replace him, right?
Damn.
And then at the nationals tournament, I got like goalkeeper of a tournament.
So no way. Holy shit.
So I was like, I mean, yeah.
Wait, but listen then, to like, the end of the story. I need to hear this again.
And then what happened was like, I kind of retired the year after. So like grade 11, I decided to like become a striker. I got dropped from the A1, A2 team. I was like in the B1 team now. I became like a midfielder because I wanted to like play outfield, but then like looking back on it, like I really like kind of wonder what would have happened if I stayed. But like being a goalkeeper is like is so much pressure because like the team always blames you when like the other team like scores. Well, that's what I found playing in like at that age. So I was like after every game we lost and stuff, I'd feel so bad, and like my defenders were like kind of just, I don't know. It didn't make me feel like better, you know. So there was that, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I stopped, and then but I do look back on it like now, if I like continued where I'd be, but I don't think I'd be very good because the goals now are massive, and we're playing on small goals back.
And Ryan's a beastly goalie, and he's like 5 foot tall.
Oh yeah, shout out, yeah, bro.
He's actually pretty good. Like he saved some stuff.
Yeah. Wait, was that place in Uruguay? Was that like a facility for everything, or?
It was just like a club. It was like a sports club.
For all different kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they had like tennis, football, swimming. Yeah.
Because we don't have anything like that here, like, at all. Yeah,
like it's like a sort of like an academy, right? Mm. Specializing in just sports.
That's actually cool.
Yeah.
So is that? I mean, yeah.
Social basketball
with that, of course. I mean, the best story is social football, you know, everything kind of just became social because of like school. And also, like, I don't know about you guys, but like, just in general, like, sports in New Zealand, apart from like rugby, if you're like really good at rugby, like, everything else is like, it's so hard to become just like, I don't know. Even if you become like the best in New Zealand, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, on a global basis, nah.
Yeah, on a global basis. If you're like the best New Zealand footballer, you're still like a nobody in the world, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you'd be like the worst.
He's a 4-star recruit. He wasn't even 5-star.
Yeah. And like, we know who Tane Murray is, but I swear like a lot of like normal, I don't know, like normal New Zealand basketball players, not like the, like.
The very top. I mean, like, yeah. You don't really hear about a lot of people that eat, like, you don't hear about people that do go D1, like,
yeah,
you know, there are quite a few people in New Zealand that could go D1. You guys know who Dante is?
Oh yeah, he's here below. He was at my intermediate. He was nuts,
bro. He's crazy. He came to one of our training once, and like, bro, man was popping off.
Yeah, well, he used to have this guy. He was like 7 foot tall, and he was like, yeah, below us in intermediate, I remember. And he would just chuck lobs to him and like the aims tournaments and shit.
Like, really, that's crazy.
Yeah. Man. Like, it was him and this other guy, and they just dominated. It was nuts.
That's, But, like, yeah, I agree. Like, New Zealand sports doesn't get much exposure. And, like, New Zealand people don't really care.
Some sports do, like the Olympic ones, like the rowing, I guess.
The
thing about Olympics, though, it's like rowing. It's like New Zealand's, like, all, like, really, really good at all, like, the
water sports.
Like, yeah, water sports. Yeah, it's like.
Actually, no, guys, New Zealand is quite a decent country at the Olympics for like how population.
Yeah, that's fair.
We rank at the top for like population for gold medals and stuff.
We got a bronze in doubles tennis, bro. Bronze and doubles. Yeah. Marcus Daniel and what's his name? Venus. Michael Venus.
Oh, right. Oh, Michael Venus is, yeah, he's decent.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast doubles player.
Yeah, New Zealand also beat Korea in football?
Watching New Zealand Olympic football was crazy.
Okay, it's not a sound Asian podcast without me like screaming and ranting about something. Okay, I bet you no New Zealand watched that game. Watched that football game. And we
watched that game.
I watched that game.
Like, in a bad perspective, I'm saying, like, I don't think it's New Zealand to watch that. Like, how does Korea lose? Lose to New Zealand, okay?
Bro, okay. The Korea team was ass, though.
South Korea isn't really known for football as well.
No.
We're more known, Korea, it's like, if you like win a gold medal, like you don't go to the army. So like I'm pretty sure people will take it like somewhat seriously. Okay,
on a
grand perspective,
greatest achievement is still beating what was it at the Russia Olympics? Oh, not the World Cup. My bad. Like that game was maybe Germany, dude. They beat like the reigning. Champion.
Germany crashed out of the tournament. Like, that was so
bad. Yeah, I don't know. Germany, I don't know how we lost New Zealand. Like, that's some cash.
Did you watch the game?
No, I just like, no,
so,
I,
like, you don't I, even I watch the game. So, like,
I didn't even watch it because, like, I don't personally, I don't even watch football. Like, I don't even watch sports.
You guys, like dominated us, by the way, like in that game.
Yeah, like, we played really well.
We had like one or two shots the whole game, and we scored one of them. Like,
I was crazy when we scored, bro. Andy, like, that was. Yeah, I just started screaming, bro. That was so.
I don't know.
They couldn't even use all their players because it was like age caps and stuff at the Olympics.
It's under 23. It's like,
It wasn't even your best players, like, just couldn't play.
Yeah, like, Son didn't play. Like, most of the European players.
Bro, let me tell you something. If Son was in that game,
Son played, there's no way he's
like goals, okay?
Son is like the most famous South Korean person.
He would have had like 50 goals.
Now it's the girl from Squid Game.
None of the other Koreans, just that girl from Squid Game.
But it's like, I don't know. It's like, think about Olympic, like, okay, Olympic.
Bro,
like,
the girl from Squid Game has twice the amount of followers as Son. Like, I'm not even kidding, bro.
Bro, nah,
I know you're probably like 10 of them. you're logging onto Instagram on each of your 10 accounts and refreshing and seeing her photo.
Oh my God. Probably used to destroy the account as well to look at her account. You probably used to destroy the account. No cap.
What?
I don't even know. Anyway,
but now she's she was real famous before, wasn't she? Yeah, so
But
she was a pretty famous actor, but like she just became really famous like after that.
She was a model before. She was a model before.
Yeah. Of course you know that.
Of course I know that, bro.
Jason instantly went and just searched up a documentary of this girl's life.
Every single detail about it, like that, like, about
what
her.
Other series has she been a part of, Jason?
He's actually gonna
say them. Nah, I don't think she has been in any other series.
Well, I don't even understand how like how people like started like simping for her. If we can still use that.
What do you mean? Like have you watched
the game? She's kind of ping, so.
No, she's definitely ping. She's definitely like.
She's ping, bro.
Yeah, nah, she's pretty ping. But like, I don't know. Going back to the Olympics, but like. Like, I don't know how Korea lost to like New Zealand the football, but like I know for a fact Korea will never lose to any country like in many years on archery. Okay, we've
oh actually, yeah, I see that.
Korea's optimized.
Yeah, archery is an Olympic sport.
The Olympics have changed the rules for archery just because of Korea. Korea just keep on dominating every year. Every single Olympic, Korea is always dominating in archery. Korea actually optimized their archery levels like to a point where like it's like a maxed out skill in a game. It's like a maxed out skill in the game.
I want to verse you in archery, DH. I want to verse you.
Yeah, I'll shoot you in the skull. Okay, I'll beat you.
Hey, bro. The thing is, like Korea maxed out archery, but they ain't got no stats for no other sports now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we gotta gold medal in fencing. You know what I'm saying? We gotta gold medal in fencing.
Right, but that's fencing, bro. That's fencing.
Bro, we're Korea. We're not gonna be like
the Stone Ages where they use bow and arrow.
We won't be in boxing, fam. We won't be winning no boxing and stuff. Like, we will be dominated by other countries.
Yeah, you're gonna join the boxing. Jeju gonna win.
No, bro. Like, I think Korea would dominate in war if it was like 500 years ago, like the archery and the knives and swords and stuff. You know.
stop. What you trying to say? That's Japan, man. That's Japan right there. Not me. Not Korea. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Nah. Japan's way more.
I'm
brutal.
Just saying, like now, like we got a war with guns. Korea just pulls out like a bow and arrow.
but like they pulled out. Hey, bro. Korea pulls out their like their swords and arrows, and the US just sends over a nuke, and it's like, bro, game over.
Hey, but you never know. We might be like optimized to a point where like, we just never miss.
Bro, like you shoot the nuke in midair, you shoot the nuke in midair, and it explodes in the sky.
Crossbust.
Hey, all I'm saying is we have optimized archery. Like Korea's optimized my archery. I think.
My God.
Just how China's optimized bloody table tennis. Like, bro, I saw like Korea like, versus China in like table tennis. Like, we were getting stomped. We were getting our head stomped. Like, no cap.
But it's scary what they do in China to prepare like the athletes for the Olympics.
Bro, it's I feel like Asian countries in general, like
kind of inhumane. Like you could
they're training like 12 hours a day.
Holy shit!
And they don't do anything else. Like they just get funded to like win the Olympics. You know?
Yeah.
They didn't even win, eh? They lost to America by like one medal or something, right?
Damn.
Yeah, it was like one gold or something. I'm pretty sure.
Oh really? Let me check. Olympic.
Maybe medals. I'm just being racist. I don't know.
but I think like even though I don't watch like the NBA or anything, but like I think like Olympics and like,
oh yeah,
World Cup
right. Like, NBA. US had one more gold medal.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, but they had a lot more bronze and silver though. In total, they had like 20 something, 25 more medals, but only one more gold.
Political, like the Olympics is, though.
Is it though?
Like with all the other countries and stuff, right? Because they kind of, it's for like the pride of a nation and stuff.
Yeah. No, New Zealand had more medals than Korea.
Yeah, I know. We know because of sailing and like rugby.
No. Sorry. They have the same amount of total medals, but
you're saying those medals like they're worth less than archery, bro.
Yeah, like oh god, but I don't know what you're saying.
I didn't say anything like Korea's like the best. I'm not like what's it called, like sucking Korea off or something right now. Okay,
hey, bro, sure.
I kind of am because like we're so good at archery, but like I'm just saying. I'm just saying, archery. We're just really godly at archery. Like, okay, end of story. Okay, I rest my case. All right.
It's a weird flex, dude.
Yeah, weird flex.
Shut up, Andy. Flex. Okay. Anyways,
I'm gonna beat you on a shoot off as soon as this COVID shit's done. I'm gonna take you to the range, bro. I'm gonna beat you.
But like, when if you're talking about like, I don't know, like watching sports, I think like you guys watch like the NBA and like you guys watch like
Premier. Yeah, bro, no, NBA is like the funnest league to watch, I swear.
Yeah, it's the best.
Like nothing comes close, dude.
Oh, NFL?
I don't know.
I've watched the NFL heaps.
I watch like the highlights and stuff. I don't really like watch the full games. I kind of watch like their YouTube channel. It's really good.
Bro, I still don't understand American football. Like I kind of get it.
I've got a very shallow understanding of it. Like,
right.
Yeah,
I don't know. We do like a full on like family comp and stuff. We like choose our own teams. I do
fantasy
football.
Football?
I'm gonna win my league. I bet $25 on this stupid team, and we're gonna win though. We're projected to win.
Who'd you bet on?
Oh no, we draft our own team, right?
And then,
I'm projected to win my league, and I'm gonna get $150.
Damn. Okay, Andy.
Are you making money moves? Money moves.
Money moves. Money moves.
Stupid ass.
Like I kind of want to do fantasy basketball, but like I don't think there's a big.
Yeah, thing. I did a fantasy draft with like 12. I have like me and like 10 other mates, like 11 mates. So fun, but I accidentally chose Vucevic over Sabonis, and I almost cried. Like, I misclicked because my phone had like some water on it when I was drafting. It just slid over to the stupid Vucevic on the Chicago Bulls, and I wanted to cry.
Hey, but true say, like, with that team around him, they might pop off. He might pop off this year.
Who? Oh, yeah, but But Sabonis is all by himself. Like, he's gonna.
That's
have
true. He's gonna get stats. He'll go like 20 points, 20 rebounds, like 8 assists, bro.
20 rebounds.
Man goes hard though. You know what I mean? Like, bro, Sabonis goes on those balls.
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah. I watch the paces.
You watch him go hard, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that voice break. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry.
What are your predictions for the NBA season, though?
Oh, I really want to see the Nets Lakers, bro.
I really want to see Kyrie get traded for Ben Simmons. Imagine that.
Oh,
no, stop.
Bro, Kyrie traded for Ben Simmons. If Kyrie gets traded for Ben Simmons, the Nets are winning the league.
Ben Simmons isn't worth like Kyrie Irving with no arms.
Ben Simmons is a huge Ben Simmons fan, right?
Yeah, bro. Ben Simmons, my guy.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of sad right now because, like, bro, man's not even turning up to training camp. Like,
where is he?
He's in LA, bro. He's in LA. Like,
oh, I saw this crazy stat. It was like, if you bet on the Nets to make the playoffs, like if you bet $100, you get $1 back. If they make the playoffs,
really?
It's like negative 10,000 odds or something.
Oh my God,
bro, what? That's crazy.
But I mean, like, people just like, oh, let me put my life savings on this, so I'll make it.
But who do you guys think? Like, it's like, I honestly don't know what you guys are talking about right now. Like, man doesn't watch in the NBA stuff, but like,
what sport do you watch, Stitch? What sport do you watch?
I don't watch any sport. If we consider
you watch LCS, bro.
If you consider like esports, then like yes, maybe I watch a little bit of that, but like no. But like no, like if do you guys who do you guys who, do you guys still consider like okay, this might sound like a bit like no brain, like no knowledge of sport, but like do you guys still is who do you guys consider like the greatest like basketball player right now in the league?
Michael Jordan.
Someone was about to say Mike.
And then I was about to say Mike.
A greatest player of all time?
Like greatest player right now in the NBA. Who do you think?
Oh, that's so tough.
Alex Caruso, I'm joking.
I gotta think about this one. Like, there's so
Giannis is so
players.
Dominant.
If you don't say KD, you're like, I don't know what's going on with you. KD.
No, I feel like
Giannis is so dominant, bro.
Yeah, bro. Giannis is mad.
We'll see. He's ridiculous.
Like, right now, I feel like Giannis would do more. Like, Giannis has done so much more for his team than KD.
No, bro, they're not winning that without Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton carried like. But important games?
What do you mean important games? You see Giannis in the game
too? To be fair.
Apart from that like final game where Giannis popped off, alright, good on him. But like some games they would have got eliminated without like Chris Middleton.
This was true.
And like KD had no one. Like, who did KD have?
They're always injured, in the playoffs. Exactly.
And KD nearly like ended the Bucks. Like that, do you see that shot over? I forgot who was over, but that insane
round
three. Yep. That was nuts. Yeah. I was like, how did that go in? And I thought he was gonna do it again. I was like, no way.
And then he airballs it, bro.
That was pretty sad.
I, my friend watched the game live. It was crazy, bro.
I was watching that game live as well because that's where it was.
He watched it at the. He watched it at this.
At the arena. Oh, that'd be crazy.
Aren't those tickets like really expensive? Like, just
but this is Peter Lin we're talking about. Like, Peter Lin.
Oh, Peter Lin.
Yeah, bro. Man's crazy. Nah, it was crazy. Yeah, like that game was so sick. Like, oh God,
that was basically the finals.
What about LeBron? What about LeBron? Okay, that's like,
nah, last season he was injured, right? And like he wasn't that good. Like I say he's top five, but like
I'll say this in my fantasy draft, he went like 10th. Like that's what I gotta say.
Really? Like, I feel like he's gonna play well this season. He's gonna play better.
He always sets up games, though. That's the only reason why. Like,
that's true. That's true. Yeah.
He sets up a lot of games, and then like also their team is stacked, so he's not gonna get that many points.
Yeah, did you put AD?
No, I didn't. I didn't draft anyone from the Lakers.
Oh, bet.
The Lakers are stacked, though. Have you guys seen how good their squad is? Oh my God,
it's ridiculous. They're gonna be so much fun to watch. Like,
yeah.
And the Rockets are actually going to be interesting to watch, even if we lose.
Yeah.
The Rockets? Oh, I'm a huge fan of the Rockets now. They're like, they look so fun. Bro, I got like a Rockets hat and like their jersey. I'm like, I don't know what happened.
Really?
What number? I remember Andy in year 11 always had a Rockets hat or something. He had the Rockets hat. Like a Rockets
I have my
jersey.
Harden jersey. But obviously, I can't wear that anymore because he's on the Nets. But yeah, I need something new. I need a new like jersey or something. like Jalen Green jersey or something.
Yeah, do you not follow James Harden? Mm. Like, do you not support the Nets or something?
I don't know. Support the Nets. I don't follow.
What the hell,
bro? No one supports the Nets.
Is it a meme that no one supports the Nets in the?
No, it's just like basically kind of like a bandwagon. If you support the Nets,
Even if you support them for like,
wasn't that for Golden State or something? Wasn't that for Golden State?
Exactly. No, but the thing is, like the Bay Area people actually support Golden State. Like people in New York just support the Knicks. Like the Nets are the other team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're Brooklyn. Like,
it's like supporting the Clippers, but like worse. Since like the Clippers have actually been here for a while.
Supports the Clippers, bro. It's the funniest shit.
He had
rights to support the Lakers, and he chose the freaking Clippers.
I know, bro. Like, this man is off it, bro. This man is.
He still thinks he doesn't think they're gonna win a chip anymore because Kawhi's out for the whole season. Yeah, he's done.
PG is still like pretty.
Man, he got injured.
Wait, hold on. Wait, why haven't Kawhi?
He's injured like for like most of the season. He's out.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he's a bit sad, but it's all good. Because we like it when he's sad about his basketball team.
Hey, and Rondo's back at the Lakers.
Yeah, I swear to God, Rondo is like the most underrated player. Like, he's so good. Like, as a point guard.
Yeah, bro. Rondo's a player I aspire to be.
Prime Rondo, yeah.
That's how you were like when you passed a Jack when you're in Ames.
Yeah, bro. That's that vision. It's all about that vision, bro.
What's his total like career points per game? Like career high in a season? It's like 14 or something.
Yeah. Like,
that's what Jason aspires to be. Average is like 13 assists with like 10 points or something.
Yeah, bro.
Now it all makes sense, bro. It all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Well, like, if we want.
This is some predictions. Who do you think is going to win it this year?
The Lakers.
I want to say the Lakers. I was going to say the Lakers as well.
Yeah, I think the Lakers.
Honestly, just because I want them to. Like,
I think the Brooklyn Nets are gonna win.
Nah, bro, get out of here.
I'm gonna drive to Snapper Rock. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you.
Wait, KD and Brooklyn Nets now. What? I thought it was in Golden State.
He's
like in a different team every 2 years or something.
No. He was loyal at OKC until
Clay dropped like what on them.
And then he was like, nah, I'm out.
They're up 3-1 in the playoffs and like the finals, and then they lose 4-3, and then he's like, okay, I'm gonna go join you guys. Ridiculous.
I want Brody to get a ring though, you know what I mean?
No, that entire team needs to get a ring, like Carmelo.
Facts. Like, I feel like if they win it this year,
Dwight,
like...
Does Dwight have a ring? Dwight doesn't have a ring.
Dwight does. He won with the Lakers, remember?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they dropped him off. Yeah.
He was so good. Yeah, bro, but like honestly... Dwight
is both different. He's, like, insane.
If LeBron gets two more rings, like, I feel like people will actually start considering him seriously as a GOAT.
What do you mean? People do consider him seriously as a GOAT.
Nah, but, like,
didn't he consider the Michael Jordan of our generation?
Bro.
Let's give it 10 years, and then we'll look back, because MJ's got this, like, I don't know, this entire old generation that, like, hypes him up.
Isn't it like Michael Jordan, Kobe, and then like, LeBron or something? I feel like it's, like, the three GOATs.
No. Kobe's not top three.
Is it Kobe not? What?
I don't know. Kobe's just like...
Lots of people say that.
Yeah. Like.
No, what about my boy
everybody
Larry
knows
Bird?
Kobe.
What about Larry Bird, boys?
No, Larry Bird is like...
Wait, like, do you guys agree with
top 20.
Do you guys agree with like the kind of idea that the league was like weaker back then? Or like in terms of skill? And then like players nowadays are like way more like athletic and like...
I wouldn't say athletic, bro.
Like probably like trained. Like we were like the...
Like I think the only big change is 3-point shooting. Like, I feel like I don't know, people like players nowadays might be better at dribbling, but the league's so much softer.
I don't know.
Like, it kind of bounces out.
Wasn't it more like what's it called, aggressive and like
bro. Like
there are heaps of fights and shit. Like
cool. Like and like rest
look
and,
cool.
Bro, like
they're beating each other. Oh, that, yeah, let's go.
That's sick. Let's go.
But like, you see some you see some MMA fans like in the basketball in the court, like, they're like, let's go, they're fighting. Oh, no. Boys.
I just
let's go.
The other day, you know how ice hockey is like famous for their fighting.
It's sick.
I just realized that's total. It's like illegal one-on-one fights. They allow it to happen.
Yeah, the ref just stand there and they watch it and wait for it to finish. Yeah, it's so funny.
It's like if you want to fight someone, you just go like start like punching them, and then like the ref has to allow you to fight.
Really.
Why do you fight so much in the ice hockey thing? Like it's just
for views, bro. For views.
And like they get up and it's like nothing happened. It's like they just chill. Mm. They just do it for fun. It's like nothing.
I mean, I feel like they have so much padding, it doesn't even hurt.
Like the helmets and stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Like yeah. Do you guys watch football? Like soccer?
No, I don't really watch full games. I watch like highlights because like full games are kind of like a commitment.
Only the World Cup. Mm. Only the World Cup.
I'm the New Zealand against Korea. Yeah. I have the game on repeat when I'm studying. I just have it in the corner. Just give me inspiration. I'm like, if they can do that, then I can do anything, you know?
Facts.
Let me ask you, about Messi moving to PSG. How's that going to change? How do you think that's going to change the league?
Messi scored one goal in six
games. I'm sorry. No. I've got to say something. Really? Jason, Messi is the GOAT, not Ronaldo, dude.
But Cristiano to Man United.
Be quiet, bro. Messi scored one goal in six games at PSG, bro. I don't know what you mean, bro.
He's getting used to the team, isn't he? He's getting used to the team.
Yeah, bro. Like, no one takes that long to score their first goal. Bro, Ronaldo went to you.
Ronaldo scored in two games.
What?
At Juventus, Ronaldo took forever to score his first goal. No,
he took like three or four games. You have to realize the difference is between the Italian league and the French league. The French league isn't even the top five leagues of Europe, and the Italian league is the most defensive league in Europe. Like you got to understand, it's harder to score in the Italian league than the Premier League.
I don't agree judging off that. You know, it's like.
Bro, like,
he didn't even play in his first game. He played 25 minutes, dude. I mean, in his like second game, he got like subbed off like 30 minutes ago.
So, no, he played the full. He played.
He played like 70 minutes, bro. He was like, I'm pretty sure he played 70 minutes. Yeah.
No, bro. The Champions League game was like his fourth or fifth game, bro.
Yeah, and Ronaldo scored in his fourth game. Jason, just like you can't even like judge off like if you're scoring in what number game. We sort of give it time, you know. Give it a little bit more time.
No. But the thing is, like, he should be scoring quicker. Like Ronaldo, like you got to look at the circumstances. You got to look at what league they're playing in. Like it is different. It's so different. Like, bro, the French league defenders are so ass.
Yeah, true, but you also got to like realize Messi's been at Barcelona for what? How long?
That's why I think Ronaldo is better, bro. Like, Messi,
I've heard that Messi's better than Ronaldo.
Messi has so much more impact than Ronaldo like ever has. Like, Ronaldo, what is he like?
No, but like Ronaldo is so much more clutch than Messi ever has been.
So you don't call Dame Lillard the best player in the NBA just because he's clutch? Like,
Ronaldo carries his teams to the Champions final. Yeah, like that's different. Good. Ronaldo is bro. Like Ronaldo is like MJ, bro. And like, yes. People say like, oh, LeBron's better than like. I'll just put it out there. Like people say LeBron's better than MJ because he can assist and like play make better. Like that's like the same thing when people say.
Look at trophies. I don't think Ronaldo's got more trophies than Messi.
Bro, Messi's played in the same team for his whole life. Like and that team's always been like
MJ won all his rings on the Bulls. He still would go like.
No, but basketball is different. Like you got to look at the different leagues because basketball you play even though you're on the same team, you're still playing this one league, right? Like you're still playing the same opposition no matter what team you're on.
You play the Champions League though, like everyone.
Yeah, Ronaldo has. I'm pretty sure Ronaldo. Well, how many Champions Leagues does Messi have?
Yeah. Okay. True. Ronaldo.
Like and think about Champions League goals. Like Ronaldo carried his team to so many Champions League finals and won them. Like. You have to understand that Ronaldo isn't just clutch in the small games. He's clutch when it matters, bro. Like when he went to Juventus, even though they didn't proceed, when they got knocked out the first season, Ronaldo scored like all four goals that Juventus scored in the knockout stages. Like that's not like, bro. Like Messi just isn't that clutch. He just doesn't like. bro, he's just not that clutch. Like, that's the thing. Like, World Cup final. Remember what Messi did?
No.
Nothing. Not. He legit did nothing. I cried.
Exactly, bro. He skied that last free kick. Like, bro, I was rooting for Argentina back then. Like, and then he's just skied that last free kick.
You know, I was at that World Cup as well. That was depressing. No, but okay. I mean, in terms of like, I don't know. I don't know how to say this.
I feel like
I don't know the trophies. I don't know the trophies they have. I don't know the trophies they have, or like who scored more goals and like what league and stuff. Okay, but just like in my opinion, like let's just say if I was a manager, I'd rather have like Messi on my team than because I feel like he has like much more impact than Ronaldo does. I don't know.
I mean, like that's fair enough. Like I feel like if
I just I feel like it's also like they have two completely different playing styles. I just enjoy like watching Messi play and his like style of football over Ronaldo. Yeah. If you know what I mean.
That's fair. That's fair. Like I think it depends on what criteria you use to determine like what do you mean by greatest player of the time.
Like
you know,
achievements or like okay.
Like it depends on how you look at it. I mean like as long as you don't think there's another person.
And like all sports, it's kind of hard to judge like who's the best of all time.
Like
because. Different eras.
I didn't know Ronaldo was older. I had no idea.
Is Ronaldo's older? Ronaldo's 36, bro. Ronaldo's like,
well, you look young as hell. What? I thought like late 20s or like
early 20s. That's mad. I thought
they're both old now, but they're still playing so well. It's crazy.
Yeah, Ronaldo. No, I respect Ronaldo. Like he worked like so hard, and like he like does all of his things he needs to do. Like,
jeez.
Bro. Like you hear stories about Ronaldo, like you know, about like the way he eats and stuff. Like
apparently,
like first week he arrived at like Man U, like everyone around him started eating healthy or something.
Yeah,
stuff like that is crazy to me. Like that
It's crazy. Like bro, you know, Ronaldo takes 5 90-minute naps a day instead of sleeping normally.
What? What?
It's crazy, bro. And he eats 5 meals and then he sleeps 5 90-minute naps instead of sleeping properly. Like, because he has a whole team of like nutritionists and like experts that like help him determine how to optimize his body.
What?
Wait, what? 90 minutes?
I've never taken a nap in my life.
I take many naps, but like I don't take 90 minutes. I take like 3 hours.
I felt like if I ever woke up from a nap, I'd feel so dead.
Yeah,
I know what sleeping for 1 hour feels like. It feels shit.
Like, I've heard like, you know, apparently Roger Federer sleeps like 12 hours a night or something like that. Crazy.
Oh, you told me that. Yeah. That was actually insane.
Yeah. Wait, what? He only sleeps 90-minute naps. That's surely it's unhealthy at some point. Surely.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. What the hell?
I mean, like, bro, man's paying millions of dollars for like expert advice, I don't know, man.
Yeah, bro, people like them spend millions on like just treating their bodies and
like
stuff.
Like a LeBron as well, bro. Doesn't he spend like $2 million?
Yeah, and look at him, he's a freak of nature. Like
but
if you're talking about like you know like how like all these like leagues are like so big and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty are they like I don't know about football, like, but like basketball, I don't think basketball is like they're not like even like one of like the highest paying like jobs.
But NBA is climbing, bro. The past few years, the NBA has been like
I saw this post. I saw this post on Instagram. It was like MJ made like only like a total of like I don't know like 90 million or like 100 million at most in his life. And then like and then like Floyd Mayweather like played did one boxing match and like, he made like 300 mil or something. Like,
well, you can't compare anything to Floyd Mayweather. That's just nuts. I'm pretty sure NBA players are like the highest paid athletes in the world. I'm pretty sure that's a
stat. I thought football.
No, on average, like ever. Like,
yeah, I think on average,
it's football players. You're in New Zealand. You're still like a football player. You make like what 50 grand a year, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
that's true.
But then like
for Wellington Phoenix, you know, that still counts. I feel like football's okay, actually in terms of leagues, like football's a lot more players on a team, right? The NBA is like 15, football's like 11 on the field at a time. It makes sense. NBA is definitely like the highest average
like if you look at the base contracts for the NBA, it's like
it's like 1-2
mil. I think it's 1.7 mil for like a vet minimum.
Yeah.
But then if you look at football teams, like it really ranges because you have star players earning like 60, 70 million a year, which is more than like pretty much any other sport. But you also have players earning like 800K.
That's like not including like sponsors or anything as well. Like,
but football is a bitch. Hold on, bro. Football's a bitch.
You hear that? Everybody? Everyone listening? Football's a bitch.
No, bro. Football's a much bigger, like, it's like the biggest sport in the world. So,
yeah. What I realized was that, like, I was looking at Instagram accounts, right? Like, and for NBA players, like, the biggest NBA players have, well, like, Giannis is like 40 million followers or something like that. But like,
I'm sure LeBron's got like 50 or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But then you look at just like some like half decent football player, like some like you look at or like Iniesta. I think Iniesta has like.
50, whoa,
like
LeBron is a half
decent. He's like really good.
LeBron has 100 million.
Okay, like I mean, like in goat content, like.
The best of the best. Okay.
Like Ronaldo has 350 million followers.
200 mil. Like Ronaldo's got the most followers.
Ronaldo has 350 million. Oh yeah. Messi has like 270 million or something like that. Like, Neymar has like something. Yeah, like bro.
Because you're like internationally famous, whereas the NBA, Europe, if you go to like Spain, like Spain's a pretty big like basketball. If you go to like what? Who's like not a big basketball country? I don't know, but I feel like football is just bigger around the world.
No, it definitely is. Like a lot bigger. Yeah, no, that's crazy. I'm pretty sure like the World Cup got like 1 billion viewers.
Yeah, something crazy like that.
Like imagine 1 in 7 people watching the World Cup. No, more than 1 in 7 because there'll be families. Like it's kind of crazy. But yeah.
I like feel like this like mystical like thing. It's like NBA player, like, NBA player, football players like make so much money, but like NFL players make so much money.
NFL players, like even defensive linemen.
10-year 500 mil for like, quarterback.
But I hear in the NFL it's so easy to get dropped. Like
I heard that too.
Their squads are so big though. Like, they have the whole 52-man squad, and then
I heard like from my brother, like someone from my in the team, like who like just only kicks the ball like into like, you know, like the two like
he
figures or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's specialized. Yeah.
But isn't like the kickers, like if they miss a kick, they just get like dropped.
And then like it's like people who catch the ball and like pass it, like people who just pass. Or to get like 8 figures or something, like that's mad.
That's like quarterback, bro.
Yeah, like
that's most.
No, that is mad. Yeah. Like doing like compared to like football, like or like something that like, we're like you have to like do like defense and all that. But like there's like someone who only has to kick a ball and he gets like 8 figures, and like you're out here like playing like whole 90 minute games, like you're getting paid like I don't know, like the same amount.
Football's a hard sport.
Yeah, football is.
Do you reckon football's the hardest sport?
What?
America? Are we talking about American football? Or are we talking about like?
I'm talking about American football. Okay, you're talking about American football, right? You're talking about American football, like NFL with the kickers, right?
Yeah, no, American football. No, it's not that. The hardest sport is
boxing. Okay.
Really? You reckon?
And that comes after archery, of course. But
I disagree. Because like, I think
the shit out of.
Obviously the skill, but like I think boxing more like stamina and how long you can last, like durability.
No, but you get knocked out. Your stamina's not saying.
No. And then, you train to not get knocked out. Of course, right? I think like something like fencing is like way more. Okay, you might count on me for this.
Endurance training is the hardest sport because they can run the furthest. It's like.
No, I'm not saying, but I never said running like whatever.
Stamina, endurance. No, okay, but.
Boxing is. I don't see boxing as like the hardest. Because it depends on it's like category, different category.
No, I feel like if you say boxing, you have to say UFC, like MMA, is much harder than boxing.
Oh, of course, UFC is way harder than boxing. I think, but like
martial arts is cool. I love watching UFC.
Yeah,
that stuff's cool.
Well, it's like Boxing. I like watching boxing more.
Boxers like make it like it's art. Yeah. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jake Paul, bro. Jesus.
Tyron Woodley made that. Like he's a joke. He's a joke, man.
He's actually no.
You know, apparently it might be fake. Like it might have just written I and then Jake Paul.
He wrote down
I love. Like, he wrote down the love part. But like, I expect the Tyron Woodley to do so much more.
He looked good, bro. He looked
good.
I think he'll win. I think he'll win if he gets it.
I think those things are rigged.
Those things are rigged. Like Jake Paul's signing like contracts. Like, you must let me win.
Yeah. I don't think there's gonna be a rematch. Like I don't know. Like Jake Paul doesn't need to fight him again. I don't think.
If you watch the Tyron Woodley fight, like what was he doing towards like the end? He just stood there. Like
Jake Paul was fumbling like and he was on the rope. He could have still gone in more, but he just like watched. He's like distanced himself. Like
what? But it's like completely different. We talk about like we're like boxing experts or something, but like it's different in the ring for him, so who knows.
True. But no, I don't know. It's like, but wasn't he like a real pussy in the MMA?
I don't know, but he
like apparently he didn't like.
He became the champion.
He's a wrestler obviously, but like he doesn't like. He doesn't have any skill apparently. That's what I've heard.
I'm gonna have to go watch the All Blacks now.
I think this is a good place to end off for today. Maybe
You end off today,
the All Blacks. You know, a late night game.
I guess, of course. But like, go sport. But like, yeah. Well, good discussions, boys. Of course, we could talk way more. We could do a part two, maybe. You never know.
We could do part two, three, four.
Archery. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Andy, for joining us for today's podcast. Of course. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Steph, for always joining me every on our Instagram for just updates. Not daily updates because like I don't use that Instagram anymore. But like we don't really move. But like check it out on sounds.asian.podcast. You can check us out on Spotify. You can also check us out on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, there might not be episodes for like a bit of a while because we got exams going. We might have exams. I don't know how exams are gonna go, but like and all that. But like you gotta revise and stuff. But like anyways,
go shoot some arrows.
Yeah. Go watch some sports or something. Go outside for a run. It's lockdown. But like you can't be a lady. You can't leave.
Go for a run.
Go for a run, bitch.
Right, go for a run.
But like yeah, thank you for listening, everyone, and peace.